the can ghost you.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking to a lady today, and the lady wants to ghost you. Sometimes we give you an excuse. Oh, I'm busy. I'm in a car. We give you some flimsy excuse, but sometimes you, if you're a guy and you know how a lady can ghost we guys, you have to be smart and know that ladies can ghost you. But I don't want to say guys don't ghost, but the percentage I'll do is 60-40.
So you think women are better?
They are better ghosters than women.
Yo, I hear you. We thank you so much for giving us the award. 0302-216568 0302-216567 0548-841039 I have another call and hello. Hey. Hello? Yeah, no, the person on the line. 0302-216568 0302-216567 Hello.
Good afternoon, my name is Jenyao.
Jenyao, how are you?
I'm fine.
Your head like something for sale. Go ahead, tell me, what do you think? Men and women, between men and women, who's good at ghosting? Because I know you are good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you think women are better at it?
Better, like there is another different word for better for ladies who I can use that one.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Zero three zero two two one six five six eight. 0302-216567 I have another call on the line. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Oh my God. 0302-216568 0302-216567 Hello, who is on the line?
Hey, now I'm with you.
Good afternoon. What am I speaking with, please?
Oh, your sissy darling. Open to the lady.
Please go ahead.
Oh God. You know, if you respond, just go ahead, KK. Why?
Ubuntu, go ahead. There are other people on the line as well. Come on, man.
All right. You let me go ahead. Well, me, I'll go for the men. That is of late. Of late. The men goes a lot because we don't have time. There is pressure in town. So you come to your DMs and then you be doing yourself shakara. We just go. Yeah, we go to you and then we move on. There is no time to waste. Like you are just telling me to go ahead. So you go ahead and then leave you alone. That's all. But I'm your friend.
Thank you so much for calling. 0302-216568 0302-216567 0548-841039 Ubuntu. I have another call on the line. Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Linda.
Linda, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing wonderful. Linda, between men and women, who is good at ghosting?
Men is good at ghosting.
Men are ghosting?
Yes.
That's what you've experienced it, eh?
Yes. My old boyfriend has been ghosting me.
Oh.
Yes.
Don't mind them, eh? Anyway, thank you so much for calling. Linda was my last caller. Let me get into the studio. Hello.
How are we doing? Good afternoon.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Do you hear me?
Today, dear, I don't know what happened. You, Titi, if you don't do that, today, check like, we take it. Dear Lord, we thank you so much. Amen.
Test the mic, 1, 2.
Look at them.
What's up?
How are we?
Oh, we are blessed.
We thank God for it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're talking about the two kumis, so.
Yeah.
You know, the tall kumi, that's me, and the shorter one.
The presidential height, yeah. And then the annoying one. Yeah. Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining. Between men and women, me, I'll say men.
Mm.
I don't even know. You know, let me be in between them. Because, Charlie, with both sides, you know, everybody has their reasons as to ghosting. But people have been asking what ghosting is because they didn't get what ghosting was. So, Crispy, can you tell me what you think ghosting is?
So I would call it just, should I use the word vanishing or disappearing?
Disappearing.
For no apparent reason. You know, when a conversation is going great, or when you're getting to know someone, you know someone, people are having a, you know, a regular talking stage kind of thing, and then suddenly this person is
nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be found.
Social. Fantastic.
Sometimes they're actually online. You can see them, you know, they are posting, they are doing whatever they want to do. But for you personally interacting with them, no, it's done.
Yeah, it's finished.
Yeah,
that's finito.
That's ghosting.
That's ghosting. Yeah. They don't even block you.
No.
You can they can see your messages. They are blue ticking it.
Oh, when you come to Snapchat, they'll actually be sending you streaks and everything. But you know, don't respond to your messages. Don't do anything.
What about those who will respond to your messages? But when you post something on your status, they'll go and watch it.
Yeah, those people today. Yeah. We post the WhatsApp story behind our something. And they are in the viewer section.
They are the first. Sometimes they are the first. But they will never
comment. They will never respond to... It's not like they responded to your story. You've sent them a message. So you're expecting that they respond. But they will not do that. So that is ghosting.
That is ghosting.
Yeah.
Kumi?
Okay. So I'm trying to read something here. I was trying to find out the meaning of ghosting.
Yeah.
So the practice of ending a personal relationship with someone by suddenly or without explanation, withdrawing from all communications.
Wow.
So it is sudden, without explanation, then the person just withdraws. The person just ends every conversation or communication.
Yeah. That defines edugumi.
Yeah. So, no, I don't get it.
You're a ghost.
So I'm a ghost or a ghost?
You're a ghost. AKA the ghost.
Okay. You know,
have you experienced it before?
Oh, come on. We keep experiencing them every day.
Every single day.
I forgot you told me.
Yeah, we keep experiencing them every single day.
He just remember, when I asked him, I just remember the conversation we had. Oh, he got ghosted big time. But me, I got ghosted in Misuyama. Hey, BM.
It's normal. You see, you have to know that as a human being, yeah, some of these things are bound to happen. Mm-hmm. Not everybody will be around forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people are your Moses. They will lead you to somewhere, but they cannot take you to the promised land. Yeah. So when it happens that way, with this understanding, I assume that the person was my Moses. Yeah. But not my Joshua.
Yeah.
You know,
But isn't it necessary for that particular person that you want? Like, you know, you for have some closure there. Like, you know...
Sometimes you wonder, okay, so what did I do?
Yeah.
What happened? You know, it leaves you in limbo. But, yeah, after asking the questions, the person is not ready to give you an answer.
Yeah.
So what do? You just have to move on with your life. It's normal. The person may be your Moses. You know, the person was not meant to be with you. And it is not in relationships alone. Sometimes there are people that, you know, you've helped, that at the time you need them, you know, all of a sudden they are nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Some of us in the space that we find ourselves, you know, these politicians, when they need you, they'll be calling
their best
you, they'll
friend.
Be chasing
yeah.
you.
When they are in the position,
friend.
They pick up the
they'll check on you, and they want you to do stories for them, and they want you to do this, they want favors, you know, and all these things. Sometimes, even conversations, they want you to mention their name in the conversations and all these things. And if all things being equal, they come into power, they change their contact,
and then that's
you go to their office. The first thing is, do you have
an appointment
with them? If no, you cannot see them, and you know all these things. So it happens every day, but you should understand that, yeah, that is human nature. It can happen.
Well,
but when it happens, once you are prepared and you have understanding already, that people can be that mean or that, you know, you brace yourself with it and you move on. Charlie, if they come, you tag along. If they don't, Charlie, if we move on, man, if you survive, you know that.
Yeah, I will come back to you, you know, because you know why I asked you if those who view your status are part of the, you know, ghosters?
Mm-hmm.
Because, Charlie, they ghost me. Person, they blue take me.
Mm.
No, they reply.
Mm.
But when you post yours, the person will go watch.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what's in the...
So, for some people, they do it with, you know, the dating process, right? So, we are dating, we are getting to know each other. I'm talking to a couple of people. And when I finally select the person I want to be with, that person that I believe that, okay, this is my person, I want to go with this person and start an actual relationship with. I need to let the others know. Because most of the time, I mean, in our movies and things, we see it. They'll tell you point blank, okay, I mean, we did this, but I don't think we're a good pair or anything. So for now, if you want to continue being friends, we are friends. It's good, but we cannot advance this.
Mm.
Maybe in Ghana or in our part of the world, we are not too good with rejection. We are not too good with the no, hearing people tell us no, and so because of that, people will choose to just, you know, abscond.
Yeah,
I won't say anything.
I think it's cowardice.
You know,
go at war.
Exactly. You know, it's I really will not call it cowardice. It's how we've been raised. We don't like to confront. We don't like to deal with issues one-on-one. So instead of communicating and speaking to each other and telling the person, okay, this is what we wanted to do, but at this point, I think
it's not possible.
They just go off like that. And that is it. And like you're saying, they blue tick you.
Mm-hmm.
They watch your story. They'll even communicate in a form of sending, like I said on Snapchat, they'll send you your streaks and all of those things. But to actually have a conversation with you,
they're not going
to
do
no,
that.
Don't do it. There's no need for closure to them. They are done. Whatever they wanted to have with you is done. So that's it. And for me, women, they ghost pass. Yeah. Women, no, don't play.
How we catch here? That women.
But that'll be a topic.
No, but how is that me and you on the same page? All of a sudden, you say, be me, my gender with the ghost
yeah,
pass.
Yeah, the woman, oh, the woman, the ghost pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you see, people say a man may not care for you,
mm-hmm.
but you have never seen a woman who doesn't really care about you anymore. Like, they go dead. Blank.
But you must have done something to get her to that position.
No, they found someone else to be with. They found someone else they are comfortable with. So you are done. Whatever they were getting from you, they are probably getting from someone else. Right?
It's, mm-hmm.
You see, I would not want to condone this and make it look like it's right. Right? But you can find a man. So I saw this tweet sometime back about, it was a lady who posted and said, men are cheap. Right? Because if you offer them sex, they are going to take it. And then another lady quoted and said, they are going to take it because they don't want commitment. It's just the sex they want. They know who they want to be with. But you are going around and giving sex to whoever you want to be with because you are trying to use that as a means to get the person to commit to you. So between you two, who is really cheap?
You are.
You get it. So if he's getting all the sex from different people, He doesn't really need to ghost you, because he can always come back and get it. But you, the woman, because of what you want to value for yourself most of the time, and say, I don't want to, you know, cheapen myself and be with this and do this and do this, you are trying to be with one person. So the moment this person is not giving you, or you feel like, okay, Charlie, there's someone better out there, or there's someone I really, really click with most, I'd rather go with that person. And then suddenly you are off. Nobody is talking to you anymore. Nobody's minding you. There's no explanations, nothing. Off. And it ends there. So that's how I see things, you know. But women, they ghost pass. Me, then ghost me plenty. Then still they ghost me, but I'm a good one. Why? He said it is not just for relationship. Politicians are ghosting. Do you know what? Do you know who I want to be in future?
You know?
Do you know who I want to be in future, Nadili?
I've not said anything.
You were looking at me some way.
You said they are still ghosting you. I'm it's okay, never mind.
The politicians.
This is the change. But you see, what about those who would ghost you for like 2-3 months, then they show up again? Somebody just sent me a message asking about the fact that people who, it was a guy who ghosted her for like, you know, 4 months, and out of nowhere just sent her a message one time. Hi, how are you? Like nothing happened.
AJ.
Yes.
Okay, ghosting, eh? From my perspective, it comes in different phases.
Oh, wow.
Normally, it takes a man to toast a woman in our part of the world. Okay. So, during that period, the probability that one of the genders might ghost the other
it is
will
big.
Come from the female side. Because you are the one seeking.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I said during that stage.
Okay.
Yes. And a beggar has no choice. You are the one seeking.
Mm-hmm.
So it is up to her to accept or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if the person has options
mm-hmm.
and leads you on,
mm-hmm.
she's still weighing the options. Once she's settled with one, she would ghost you. But that does not mean you are out of the picture. She will give you a blue tick. Then you become an option. Should this relationship fail?
Wake up.
So she's off, but she hasn't closed that door entirely. You are still in... why would the person give you a blue tick? To let you know that you are still in my memory. You are still in mind. You know? Should anything happen, so you are part of the backup plans.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, the probability that one might ghost the other is high from the female side. Now, let me flip to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The probability that a man will ghost a woman, where it gets higher is when the man has his way after sex.
Okay. Okay, so I get it. So from the beginning, the woman has more control.
More control after sex. Maybe what he perceived before he came in.
It's not what he was, what he got.
What he got. Or he just wanted to have a fling with you.
And it's over for him.
And it's over. Or that person was having a problem somewhere in a relationship and needed a replacement,
mm-hmm.
and have solved that problem or have met another person. And you see, in our part of the world, sex, we think that it favors men. And that is why a man will proud himself with sex. Okay, oh, this one, I clear him.
You clear who?
No, come on. I'm talking from the streets.
You know, no way, hold on. It's a reflex thing. You understand me? So when somebody say that, I just don't usually, you then who? You clear who?
I should say that she did, you need it. They take do I say, hey, me, where you running from? They clear who? Please don't do that. Don't say those things.
There's a whole story to that particular scenario you just gave. A whole situation. I think that
one day we should talk about this thing. You know?
It was one crazy night, eh?
Men pride themselves with those things.
Okay.
To show that, yeah, I'm also part of it. You know.
He wants to belong.
Yeah, I also belong. I'm a hard guy.
You want to belong, you want to use me.
So sometimes it may not even be true.
Yeah. No, it's not true most of the time.
It's not true. But they say that. So after having his way, now he feels that he's achieved what he wants.
Uh-huh.
Then it is up to him to weigh whether I love her or not. Mm-hmm. If it was not love, but lust.
Mm-hmm.
The probability that the person will ghost you is 99.99%.
Hey, India.
And when they do that, you also become part of their gallery. Mm. So he will give you a blue tick. So now you see the table has turned. Before sex, the woman had the power.
Yeah, but after sex, the man has the power.
Because he feels that he's achieved what he wants. And the woman feels that you've used me. Yes. So I've lost.
Yeah.
So he will still give you a blue tick. And you will be part of the gallery.
And that's when a woman that is scorned becomes dangerous. And that's when the devil decides to sit down and take notes.
So the probability that the person might come back is higher because if where he's going doesn't work, and if the lady where she's going does not work,
mm-hmm.
That is why they give you blue tick. Mm. If they want to ignore you, they can. You can't force them. But they let you know that you are still part of the gallery. You are part of the options.
I'm just letting you know that I can see your message.
Yeah, I can see.
I'm alive. I know you are texting me.
Yeah,
but
you know.
I just want to check.
But yeah, you let me concentrate on where I am now. When the time comes.
Allah.
You see, that is why somebody is asking that for 3 months. Somebody you
and
know.
Then all of no four, and then he just shows up and says, "Hey, sweetie." My question is, who is your sweetie? Then because I leave there. It seems like it's a joke.
Do you know why?
I'm a jaw horn,
it's
sir.
Either because his expectations for leaving, they didn't happen. And he misses what you guys did before. Or, you know, sometimes you don't like Banku, but once in a while you feel like
I don't come.
You know? So maybe he's had a nice time over the years.
With Fufu.
But yeah, once in a while, Charlie, so this guy, Charlie, some stuff, you give me, Charlie, some, you know. Or sometimes,
tilapia,
maybe when the person was with you, the advice you used to give him, you know, the care, and all these things, it is not always about sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but your presence and your importance, your influence.
Yeah.
The person might have a problem, even though the person has a partner,
mm-hmm.
but the person will miss you. Chaling kagai we wohwa, kagel we wohwa.
Yeah.
You know, and the person will like to come back, But instead of coming with an apology, they will try to test the waters.
Exactly.
With a message to find out, to bait you.
Yeah.
To find out whether, you know, Charlie,
is there an opening?
It vex me or not. But if you say it vex, you vex, then they begin to go sober. You know, the apology. I know you vex me, but you know, forgive me. It was not intentional. It was, you know, yeah. Then they find, there you realize that, okay, you have become important. Either because the person wants to come back and have a fling again,
or
the person misses you genuinely, yeah, based on one thing or the other, be it sex, be it the food you cook, be it advice, be it the way you look, be it how respectful you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are too many phases to it.
I see. So when you're going through that process of being ghosted, because I had that experience and boy, I cried. Oh, this is a long time ago. Me swing your pie. Shame, dread. Because I didn't understand. You see that question? What did I do wrong? Did I say something wrong? Did I act wrong?
Yeah.
You know, you have all those, especially when you actually like the person. So you have all these questions that you're asking yourself, especially when it's a guy. And it's not like anything intimate happened, because mukasana, then all of a sudden the person just withdraws. So you're wondering, did I say something? Did I act weird? Did I do something wrong?
What is wrong with me?
What? Yeah, like, am I the problem? And it goes that deep to the point that, as I said, they open the panel and say, why are you discombobulated? You get me? So how do you manage that process? Because a lot of people don't handle that transitioning. Like, you know, it was your Moses that took you to a particular point. The deserted point where you are alone. You understand me?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to deal with. People don't know how to deal. I didn't deal with it properly. Now that I can sit here and laugh about it, I don't think I dealt with it in a healthy manner. How do you deal with it? Crispy?
So, personally, if I'm having a conversation, depending on what we're doing, if it's business, right, and then we are supposed to be working on something, when you ghost, normally, first 3 days, if I don't hear from you,
mm-hmm,
I'm thinking, okay, maybe something is up. So the 3 days, I'm checking in to find out what's happening. I'm following up. If I'm not getting anything, it's going to a week, you know, get into a month or something, I'll just let you know, oh, there's something that we are supposed to be doing and you are nowhere to be found. Maybe I've tried reaching out, I'm unable to get through to you, and I'll state whatever it is and where we are supposed to move from that point. If you are not getting any response, for me, that is my point of closure. The fact that I've told you this is what we are supposed to be doing, I've tried reaching out, we are supposed to do this, it's mentally in my mind, I'm preparing myself for that closure. The moment you start ghosting, I'm also preparing myself. Back then, I would have been worried like you and wondering, Charlie, is it me? Do I have a problem? What is wrong with me? You know, and sometimes you may have something that this person has an issue with, but they can't confront you. They can't talk to you about it. Back in the day, we had an issue of, okay, so if your friend has a bad breath, how do you go about it? You know, are you just going to distance yourself? How do you actually confront this person and let the person know, there's this thing about you and maybe you want to give some advice? Several people don't know how to do it. So they'll rather distance themselves and they don't want to be associated with you, and they say, oh, this is a guy that his friend is. They don't want that, so they move away, right? You would have been worried and wondering what the problem is. But now you should be able to tell yourself that, see, if people are moving away, it's their choice they are making.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If I am here and I don't think anything is wrong, no one has even told me that there's something wrong with me, and we're supposed to be building a certain kind of relationship, no matter how it is, whether it's business, it's romantic or whatever. If you decide that you want to leave and I'm making a certain effort within 1 month to reach you, and It's not as if you have an accident or something is wrong, because in all of those things you'll be able to get you can be able to find out if something has happened.
Yeah.
But if this person is consistently blue ticking you, viewing your story, doing everything, you know they don't want to have anything to do with you.
Definitely.
So have some self respect and move away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now there's 8 billion people, and we've moved past 7 billion.
Yeah, right now,
so right now here is more than 7 billion right now. So okay, there are a lot of people there who you can build something different with.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be this particular person. They made a choice, make a choice for yourself too.
Yeah.
Because clearly they are not coming back. And when you do that, you should know that when I'm, if I'm doing this, when they come back, I'm not going to treat them like you were before. Establish those kind of boundaries. Okay, you did this, you made this choice, you moved away. I need to let you know, if you're coming back to me, maybe you're not going to be on this kind of level. Maybe I need to see you do something extra, prove to me that indeed you are here to stay and not coming to... Because I find it childish. If you don't like something about me, if you think there's a problem that maybe we have different values, right? We're all brought up in different homes. So our upbringing is different. And so maybe I think the toilet seat should be down. You think it should be up. If it's a deal breaker for you, you can let me know directly. You don't ghost me because I always leave the toilet seat closed and you want it open.
I'm going to ghost you though.
Why are you ghosting me because of that? That becomes a you problem. So if you're doing that, then I know that, okay, this person really, 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 maybe they don't even know how to communicate. So that should even tell me they have a communication problem. And they are saving me from some problem in future. Because one day, I may do something I do not know I've offended them. And they will use that to go and hurt me somewhere.
Very true.
Because they can't communicate. So if you decide to ghost, I'm telling myself, 1 month, I'm reaching out, I'm doing this, I'll probably put a few explanations for it or try to find out, make an inquiry, what exactly is the issue. I see you are reading, you are like, you're still in my life, but from a distance.
I'm going to pull you out.
Then I know, Charlie, you don't belong here. If it is Snapchat, I remove you from my friends, you go and join subscribers. If it is WhatsApp, like, I'm deleting you. Like, yeah, that's the thing. You're not my enemy.
You choose yourself first.
Exactly. There are several people that I do not know in this world. It doesn't mean I'm a loggerhead to them.
No.
So you join that pack of people I do not know anymore. We are not enemies. I wish you well. You do your thing. And then we move on. You need to have some self-esteem. Build that self-esteem within you and know that you are worth it. If someone doesn't want to be with you, there are different people who you can do different things with. And you forget about the person.
I think that's a very good one, Pa.
Yeah. AJ.
Yeah.
Let me say that. You see, ghosting somebody is so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Because why do you want to leave somebody in a state of disillusion? Yeah, you leave the person for the person to ask questions. Questions without answers. You know, when a man ghosts a woman, the first thing that comes in mind, apart from has she met anybody who is better than me, the front, the back, the next thing is, do I have a problem at my, you know, VJJ?
Women, that's what we think about.
Yeah, sometimes.
Some women do.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And when a woman ghosts a man, why? Am I not good in bed?
Is that what you would think about?
Of course.
Really?
If you had that experience.
You would think about the fact that you're immature, you know, or you were childish.
Or
that's where you go to first.
Or that person has seen somebody who has money than me.
Wait, is that what you mean? Think about.
Of course.
You don't go to the part that, oh, probably I behaved irresponsibly, or I was immature.
I'm telling you the basics. The first thing that comes into mind. Am I not good in bed?
Wait, hold on. What if you never chopped the person before? Is that what you want to go think about first?
No. But if you've never chopped the person, how would the person rate your performance in bed? You know, or maybe has the person met somebody who is more advanced in terms of wealth,
okay,
connections than me? You know, so it comes with a lot of questions, and you know, it's traumatizing. So I don't understand why somebody you claim to like, you leave that person in such situation. It's so inhumane, and it shouldn't be condoned. Be it business or whatever. I have a cousin. He has a radio station. He has a TV station. He has companies. Okay.
He wanted to
establish a TV station in Liberia in Sierra Leone. I was aiding him. When the time was about due,
you ghosted.
I never heard from him again.
Oh.
I called him on several occasions. I didn't hear from him. Until 6 months after. Me, when it comes to business, I never close doors. I just put you aside, you know, in the recycling bin. Whenever you come,
restore.
And I have the time, we will restart everything afresh based on the conditions around and all these things. Then we try to find out how best we can make it work, because business is business. So I don't add emotions to business.
I get that.
When you ghost me, when it comes to business, I'll just
take it as one of those things. When the time is due, definitely you'll come. Then I will call the shots.
Yeah.
When it comes to relationship, if you do that for a while, and by God's grace, I get a replacement, and you still want to push up, it depends on how we were before you started that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the relationship was good, and you decided to go, you know, there are some partners. I was watching this topic. If your partner, your ex comes to you that I don't...
They needed a place to stay.
Okay. You know, it depends. There are some people, you cannot close your eyes when they are around you because you are afraid.
Yeah. Them.
The footprints they left.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So you are afraid of them. How do you open your doors for such a person?
No.
So if you ghost me and the way it went about was so traumatizing, it will be difficult for me to accept you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I may pretend, then chop, then dump.
Most of the time.
depending on how I like you. If I like you so much and I cannot do that to you, I'll tell you point blank that yes, I like you, but I've closed that chapter. So let's be our normal, you know, friends and all these things.
Yeah.
But if I want to pay you back, if I want to show you shaggy, I'll
small shaggy,
act all nice,
real bad man.
I'm an actor. You know, I've been on stage for over 50 years.
Really bad
so
man.
When it comes to characterization, I'm very good.
Of course.
So all nice, you know. Mm-mm. You know, all rosy, romantic. You
I know, right? Sad.
Even when I'm angry, I'm not.
Oh yeah, when you're pissing me off, I have a smile on my face.
I have my agenda. You are part of the future plans.
Yeah,
you are part of my manifesto list.
Shop.
My gallery list.
Yeah. So
my list of trophies.
I'll play along and you know, pay back and let you know that I'll tell you, Charlie, I think that I'm not interested anymore. Just as you were not interested some time back.
Me too.
I think that. Yeah. And sometimes I can even, you know, sometimes we can even tell you, do you know something? I went to church yesterday and the preaching, you know, let me finish. You know, the preaching hit directly at me. And I think that now I want to change.
Massacre.
I want to be a born again.
Mm-hmm. You want to be what?
Born again.
Sharp.
And the Bible frowns on fornication.
Sharp.
So please.
Let me bring the messages inside. God have mercy.
Nah, he's right. They do you.
They do what?
It's normal. It's a normal cue.
Oh, nah.
Oh. Give me 1 minute. There was this lady I was dating some time back, way back in Kumasi. And she told me that she's repented. And those days, I loved
repent
clubbing.
You, yeah. Repent.
She told me, I've repented and you, your lifestyle, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I understood that, even though it hurt me. Then one day I went to the club. It was a different club that I normally do not go.
There she was.
I went there and I saw my repented sister.
Good.
My repented ex.
Thank you very much.
With a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Twerking.
With her sitting on his lap. And my repented ex, the guy who happens to be my friend, was smoking. And she was on the lap.
Mm-hmm.
Repent, you
see?
So there are so many keys. One day I'll give you more keys. You
I need the keys. Ghosting party. Now, ladies, so they are the bosses and CEO of Ghosting, my super mentor, AJ. Oh, hi, Poston. How are you? I've missed you so much. #Candid greetings to my beautiful family. I think we, the guys, have mastered the art of ghosting, from Francis Kelly Marco. Mr. Solomon Akonomba Akomi, how are you doing? Also, now it's the men. Ras Maliking says, I sabi do am well, especially when I notice disrespect. Brother, when I'm with you, pa. I choose myself when I notice you want to take advantage of myself, of me. Distance becomes my name. I like that one. If I see that you want to take advantage of me, you understand why my middle name is Distance.
Sure.
Yeah. I go take him like that. You can't be playing with people like that. I think ghosting to a point might be disrespectful, but when you realize certain people are taking advantage of you, it's a good thing to do. Yeah, Osedi says, on these days, it be the guys where they do the girls, the matins were all on the guys, Charlie. Owampon says, I know guys do the ghosting a lot. There's no time to inconvenience anyone. So if you're not being positive, we ghost you. Shout out to my baby girl, Anita, inside Chibi, #Candid. Kote Mana says, men. New King Success says, men. This one says, the woman The women like to ghost a lot more than men, but if a man decides to ghost you, then sorry, you will suffer before he decides to mind you. Men, cry, if you don't do anything to them, cry, do ghost you. In the middle of a conversation, cry, do ghost you. So that one there, take him. Stop doing it. Oh, as if you're coming for me.
I get Kumi's stories, so you go here.
Who's stories?
Ah, nah, Kumi's. We had a role with this girl. I think after SHS.
Yeah.
I do some voice notes for the WhatsApp group inside. So nice voice. Like, this was my mate from JHS. So nice voice, vibes. And we did hang out nice. A girl tell me, so she can't start dating because there have been different prophecies,
huh?
And declarations.
That's what?
That she shouldn't date. And that, you know, she has to remain, you know, like, without a man. Not having sex, so dating. She cannot date. And I said, okay, cool, no problem.
Which pastor?
Ah, she says different. And she even brought in the bit that her mom had also gone to church and that happened. So, church boy like me, I'm like, oh, why not? It's cool. I'm fine. This one cry helps us to avoid temptation. So, why not? And she further added that when the way is opened and, you know, the chance comes, you are my guy. You are
John.
Calm down. You are my person. So, definitely, you are the one I'm rolling with. I said, why not? Make it go. Why is it that some 1 year down, some months down the line, they add somebody? We actually joined another WhatsApp group. It was called Singles with Purpose or something. They add somebody to the group. Hello, hi, this is my boyfriend. I'm like, wow. The way has been opened, and unfortunately, I became the devil. I'm no longer a church boy. And put me for one side. Take somebody else. Now, you did a part, they post, marry Ekweku. Somebody with my ID in top. Guy who plays guitar. Your fingers are really good. Check my keyboard cramming. She and Ray. No, my cousin guitar.
Bro, you're on the head. But you remember the lady who I once told you that I was dating that I kissed that she made me fast?
Oh, but I want to.
Oh, yeah. Made me fast.
Nah. I'm alive, Bonipa.
AJ, why? Should I continue or I shouldn't? You know, the last part would, I don't know.
Hold on. Yeah. You guys just kissed. I have questions. Hold on. You ain't going to breeze over that like you didn't say anything. Wait, hold on. Was it a deep kiss? Was it a French kiss? Was just. That was all, like a peck.
I don't remember really, but it was not kissed as because that was the first time in me knowing her for 2 years.
And you guys kissed and she made you fast.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. I fasted for a day. And she was with me. To make sure I fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, we have experiences of and finally, AJ, do you know what happened? I was there one day that... Open your microphone. Don't worry.
No, I don't want to.
No. Open your microphone. Eh? Yeah, open your microphone. I was there one day and she came to tell me that... you know me, people growing up know me to be a hard guy. You know, the bad boy.
But you soft.
In the system, you know. Quite as when you come there. Because me, I come from a home where, you know, everybody is tough. Yeah, so yeah, you know, the same lady who made me fast came to tell me that she's pregnant.
For who? For who?
For a different guy. And
wait,
I'm coming. And she fears that the father will kill her if he gets to know.
So
the father was so strict. Okay, and somebody had introduced a pill to her,
mm-hmm.
abortion pill.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has a fight with that guy, and the pill, when you take it, you need to have sex. So she wants me to do that work for her. AJ, Charlie,
the audacity. the audacity.
Drop it. It's okay.
You know,
it's okay.
And yeah, I was like, I became like a statue.
Looking at her.
You are what?
Wardrobe.
She started crying.
Am I saying the right tree? Because the way my tree glasses are going. No,
You know, and I was like, you know, I was stuck. I just couldn't even blame.
You were shocked.
Yeah.
Shocketh.
Yeah. And that was
Did you send her away?
That was
No, you didn't answer the question.
3 months after my fasting.
Okay. We've closed our show. Wait, hold up. All right.
Only Baba God.
Wait, hold up. We are closing the show on this particular note. Christian, you agree with me, right? Because I can't take it again. You carry him. Wait, after you kissed her, no, she made you fast.
Yeah.
Let me explain, the fact that
she had to be there to see that I fast.
Yeah, the fact that she was there with you is what blows my mind. Yeah. She was there and made sure that you fasted the day.
Yeah.
From
and seek for forgiveness.
From an apart to what time?
From morning to 6 p.m.
Hold on. You fasted the entire day, 6 to 6. Then you got atonement of sin.
Yeah.
Then 3 months from the time that you fasted for just mwah.
And I was waiting for her. She was in school. I was waiting for her to complete.
You know, tertiary. And you too, you decide. That's why you became a bad boy. It's okay. Walk back show. It's okay. My guys come. No, it's okay.
The most important thing, I didn't do it.
You did? No, I'm not asking about the sex. I'm asking the fact that you actually fasted from 6 to 6 because you did mwah. That's all you did.
And I didn't want to do anything that would separate us.
Yeah.
Oh, and if that is what will make her happy, why not? So I did it.
Dear
waiting
Lord.
For the good time after school.
Good time.
Yeah.
After school, we had a plan. So after school, and she came.
Sebita Fache, when you're a child, we're in Kwasi
wanted me to do.
Sebi.
See, that was where I had a problem. When it was sweet, you didn't bring it.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to do an abortion job.
Then they'll come and say it's your child. Mm.
No, not even my child.
No, so,
if anything happens to you,
they'll say it's you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because right now you had a title for bad boy in the area already.
So I told her I beg her. I love her fine.
But unto me,
this job, I can't.
It's okay.
Maybe somebody did it for her.